Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm handsome, I'm fat, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Good evening, listeners. This is Nikki Outlaw bringing you Baby Mama Talk every Tuesday from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. We're bringing you real issues, real topics, doing just real conversations. I'm going to bring and introduce to you my co-host from out of Maryland, KD. Say hello to our listeners this evening.
Hello, everybody. Good night. Thank you guys for tuning in.
And way down south from South Carolina, Lady Q, welcome our audience tonight.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Welcome, welcome.
We do welcome you, and we welcome our faithful listeners who've been tuning in for the last month and 2 weeks. We appreciate your support for supporting and coming and listening, whether it's live or on the phone or on our website. And that website is www.lawlessradio.com. We appreciate the love. And just for anybody who's out there who's new to Baby Mama Talk, Baby Mama is not about baby mama / baby daddy drama. We talk about real issues, real topics that affect you, the woman, and you, the man. We're sitting around having just straight-up conversation, realness, nothing recorded, just straight-up live, right, ladies?
So
if you hear something and don't agree with it, and, you know, it's our opinion, we're not scripted, we don't have anything in front of us, and we're not reading anything, we're off the cuff. But we do advise that, you know, some of the topics that we have come up thus far and hopefully in the future are heavy. So we do advise as far as kids, unless we have a topic that pertains to them, especially now that they're out of school, we, you know, might want to go ahead and put them to bed, send them in the other room, send them to camp, send them to your neighbor. just don't have them in the room, ladies and gentlemen. It's because we've had some really strong topics in just a little short time that we have been on the air, and we're so thankful for our past guests. We're thankful for our future guests that are coming because, you know, y'all are helping and supporting us. And if you listeners ever have a topic or an issue that you want to share and you want to be on the air, just hit me or KD or Lady Q up. We would love for you to come on as a guest and talk real talk. No judgment, just us having a conversation like you're at your girlfriend's or hanging out with guy night, just sitting around. That's what we do. We're just sitting around here having a conversation. You know, opinions are all welcome. Just try to keep your comments and everything you're saying kind of clean because, you know, that's the only request I do ask. But if you would like to come, please hit us up, Nikki Outlaw with 1K. You can hit me up on Facebook, send me a message. Katie, give them your Facebook.
Kamisha B, KimeAsha, Drysdale, DryDale.
Exactly. And you can always also hit up Lady Q, and she will also, we all work together. Lady Q, give them your Facebook.
It is Quinesha, Q-U-I-N-E-S-H-A, L, and Barry, Barry with an A, B-A-R-R-Y, at Facebook.
So any one of us will be welcome. We welcome your comments. We welcome your topics. We welcome your issues. So please, please, please hit us up. I have to admit that in just a short 6-7 weeks, My Facebook has blown up, so I do thank you. I was over 5,000 people last week. I had to delete some family and friends. Still love you, family and friends. But I had to delete some family and friends and move them to the family and friends page. So we do thank you for the love. It is definitely much, much appreciated. Tonight's topic is women expecting, yes, I'm going to repeat it, women expecting, bold, italicized, highlighted, blinking women, it's blinking, expecting, not demanding more from ourselves and our loved ones. And, you know, when my co-host, Lady Q, brought this up, I was like, you know what, that is hot. I've been thinking about it all week. It is so true, because we as women, we do need to start expecting more from ourselves. We need to, you know, and instead of demanding it, you know, we can, you know, women in general, guys, you know, we, all you have to do is just carry yourself. You know, if you respect yourself and love yourself and carry yourself in a certain way, you're going to get whatever it is you're trying to get. If you're getting, trying to get more love, if you love yourself, it's going to come to you, because you're expecting it to come to you. If you want more respect, it's got, I mean, you know, it's going to come to you. You have to, I don't know, you have to expect it first. You have to have it in your mindset. Ladies, are you following me?
Right. Yes, you have to respect yourself first. That's the main thing. And if you want to be loved, you have to love yourself first. It all starts from you first. That's where it all begins.
Exactly. Q?
Absolutely. I'm a big person. I believe whatever you put out into the universe, you get back. And it kind of goes back to, you know, some people that are more into church. It goes back to what the Bible says about, you know, treating people how you want to be treated, putting yourself, your best foot forward when you're out in the world. And, you know, that all goes together. Whatever you want in a person, a love, a child, however you want anybody to interact with you, it's how you need to be interacting with the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly, most definitely. I had a conversation earlier today with one of my, friends, and he made a very good point to me, and I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to say this on the air tonight. We as women, you know, when it comes to even the men, you know, we need to expect more. Don't just, you know, demand it. Well, you know what, well, you need to be opening my door. You know what, if you carry yourself like you want the old-fashioned chivalry where the man opens your door and pulls out your chair, you have to carry yourself that way. You have to have it in yourself, and they're going to see the difference between you and some another female, you know, that, you know, you're, it's, I don't know, I just keep going, it's in you, it's innate, it's how you're made up. It's how, you know, like we've already said, it's how you carry yourself. But one of the things he was talking about, he was complimenting us ladies. So I'm going to just, he knows who he is, I'm just shouting out. He was complimenting us and about our show. And he was, you know, complimenting me and what I'm doing, and just, you know, giving me encouragement to continue to do that. And he made a good point that it wasn't really, it was directed to me, but it was also directed, I think, in just women in general. For those women out here who are doing what you need to get ahead, whether it's going to school, like our co-host KD, whether it's being a mom, like my co-host Lady Q and myself, whether it's running a business, whatever it is, if you're smart and you're intelligent and you're bright and you're loving yourself, so you're gorgeous and you're beautiful, some men, and this came to me from a man, and he said some men, they see all of that, they love it, they want it, they admire it, but when they get it, they sometimes feel a little insecure because we're, you know, perfect word, independent. Independent, and we're doing what we need to do, you know, to survive, and also what we're loving to do. But he was saying, he was telling me, he's like, you know, Nick, you know, you are all these things, and you know, keep pressing on because the Lord, because you're already respecting yourself, you're loving yourself, the Lord is going to turn around and he's going to provide you with the man who sees that all these things are not threats.
Right.
You know, and that kind of goes to what we're our topic tonight, expecting. You know, I do expect certain things, you know, and I'm carrying myself, I'm doing what I need to do to get those things, I'm hoping. Only if it's the Lord's will, you know, type of thing. So I told him that I was going to say that tonight because it was so fitting, you know.
It's fitting. And it kind of goes to a good point of what we said, the title, expecting and not demanding. Unfortunately, when you are, I guess the term would be too independent, and I don't like that term. I'm an independent woman.
I don't, yeah.
However, I am married, and so I understand the importance of, you know, for the women out there who are looking for significant others and you're looking for more than a casual hookup or just somebody who's around. You want somebody who's a mate, a husband, a father figure, all of these things. If that's what you're looking for, one thing that I know my husband tells me is that I know when to let him feel like a man. There's a fine line between independence and letting a man feel needed. You know, that goes along with their ego. They need to feel like they're providing something. And if you're kind of demanding of it or just too independent and letting a man know, you know what, I don't need you, I got this, then you're not going to get a man. He's not going to stay around because a man wants to be needed, period.
Right.
Exactly. You're right. You're so right. You know, that's, you know, it, and like you said, besides that, one feel needed, it also it goes in the, you know, forgive us for bringing the Bible, but it's very accurate. You know, you have God, you have man, then you have the female.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, most of us females, you know, we may be the head of the household, but if you are looking for that mate, you know, you got to still let that man, you know, be the man.
Yeah, his role.
If a man feels yeah. like you're the man and the woman, then he's just going to feel, you know, what's the point? How is he needed?
Right. Exactly.
You have to let them play their role.
Absolutely.
Right. All right. We can't always wear the pants, women. As much as we would like to, we cannot always wear the pants. So, you know, you know, put that skirt on and, you know, do what we need to do. And any females that are listening, y'all know that I'm not bashing what we do because, you know, I am single. So I'm definitely not bashing what we do. I still got to do what I have to do. But at the same time, you know, when I am in a relationship, you know, that's when I kind of try to go, phew, you know what, I'm going to relax. I am Nikki Outlaw 24/7 doing all the other stuff. You know what, now I can kind of chill for a moment and let the man do it. Like, I hate it when they go, what do you want to eat or where do you want to go or what do you want to watch? I'm like, can you just, you know, unless it's not some gangster stuff and it's not some off the wall, you know, crazy mess, then you decide for a change.
Right.
So, but, you know, it's all good. So,
think about how that affects our children.
Yes. Yeah. We're the leaders when it comes to the children. We're role models. So they, you know, they learn by example. I'm getting some feedback.
Yes, you
hold
are.
Hold on 1 second. All right. Katie, are you
yes,
there?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I told you this is live. Okay. Lady Q?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is coming from your end. Do me a favor, hang up and call back. See if it works that way. But while she's hanging up and calling us back, hopefully that'll remedy the feedback. we'll continue on. But yeah, like she brought up, when it comes to the kids, you know, majority of the time, and history, you know, prevails, most women, we are the role models. We, you know, the kids
right.
follow our lead. They, we teach them. We're the teachers. We're the, you know, sometimes we're also the disciplinarian. And, you know, they have to see who we are. And just, okay, let's say, for instance, when it comes to the kids, we have our children. You have our, not you have the female children. If you respect yourself and you dress a certain way and you act a certain way and you speak a certain way, I can guarantee, and ladies and gentlemen, I have a little girl, I can guarantee you that that child, that little girl, is going to mimic what the mother does.
Exactly.
So if you are expecting yourself to walk out the house and you want to work on Wall Street, or you're dressing like you're on Hollywood, however, then your child, your female daughter, is going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lady Q, you're back.
Yes, ma'am. Is that better?
Yes, much better. I don't know what happened, but the feedback is gone. But do you agree with that, Lady Kay? What are your thoughts when it comes to, and let's just, like right now, I was just talking about the female child and the mother.
I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. It's all about, and it's more than just, you know, what you're saying to your children. You know, kids repeat you and copy you, whether you want it or not. There's a I don't know if some of our viewers out there are familiar with Gnarls Barkley, but he has a song, and it's one of the lines in the song was, "Don't be surprised when your child grows up to have more than your eyes." And that the point of the song was, your children are watching you. They are emulating
mm-hmm.
everything that you're doing. So when it comes to the female children, and this goes for the male children too, but as a
oh,
mother,
definitely.
When it comes to female children, we need to not only emulate what the kind of women we want to be, but we also need to bring the kind of men around our children that we want our daughters to grow up and emulate and find. Because if
Hallelujah.
You're bringing in schmo, you know, anybody, any just random guys around your children, then you cannot be surprised when they become teenagers or older and they're hanging around every little Joe Schmo loser on the corner. It's not that shocking. You know, you have to show what you want your children to do.
And I agree wholeheartedly with that last comment. You cannot all of a sudden go, oh, you can't, exactly, you can't date Joe Schmo and whoever, because they saw it when they were little. They saw it. They saw who you brought in, the type of man you brought in, the type of female for the men out there. If you're bringing in different females and your son is seeing it, he is seeing and she is seeing the type of people you're bringing home. And I have to commend my mom. I mean, she, you know, my dad died when I was young, and she dated. She never once brought a man home. Not once. The only person she brought back in our home was the man she ended up being with for another 12 years. That was it. And that was showing me, okay, you know, I don't know what my mama did out there. Nor do I want to know, even at the age that I am. But it was never brought in front of me. Never
right.
brought in front of me. And that's what, you know, Lady Kim, you're so right. You need, you know, they watch. They see, they hear. My daughter mimics me all the time. She's 5 years old, going on 500. She'll be six in a couple of months. But she's a dancer. She, you know, she excels in school. She just, you know, finished kindergarten or go to first grade. And she's already at age five doing some of the stuff I'm already doing. She models. You know, she took some acting lessons a couple of months ago. That you're watching, just by watching me, she is already, you know, doing and seeing things already. And she's, you know, she carries herself differently from some of the other little girls that are, you know, at her age five. You know, so it's, I totally, you know, agree. You know, you got to expect a little bit more from ourselves and not demand it Because the, you know, whatever's in your life, if you're demanding it all the time, it's not going to stay around and it's not going to come to you. So, ladies.
Yes. Oh, and just to go off topic a little bit, I just wanted to say rest in peace to Rodney King. You know,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was very, very influential in all of our lives. So, yes, definitely. And anybody else, you know, and just in general, you know, every day somebody or baby, you know, passes for whatever reason. I've had just this week myself, had three people, two from work and one from high school, two who passed over illness, and the guy from high school was killed senselessly. So I agree. Rest in peace. May they're all their families.
Mm-hmm.
Condolences. Well, AQ, what else? How else with our topic? You picked this topic, hon.
Well, actually, we can probably go on to. Well, do we have any callers? I was hoping we could get some people interested.
We have a couple of callers, but they're shy tonight. They have not picked. We have several callers.
Sorry.
They have not pushed one to talk to us. So anybody out there that wants to push one or comment, please, you know, push. And if you're online and you want to talk about the topic or have something else you want to question us about, please hit the chat room, and Lady Q will make sure that we get that information on the air. So we do have multiple ways of communicating with us.
We talked a little bit about the girls, and we didn't talk about the boys. It's important that we talk about the boys. One of my young black boys, and with our numbers, something like 77%, I think, was the last number I heard, of single black mothers in the United States, it's becoming a bigger problem. It hasn't gone down at any point in our history since they started keeping track. And that is very, very sad. So it goes back to the topic of, you know, as women, our sons are seeing how we are carrying ourselves. And hopefully when they get out into the world, they want a woman that carries themselves like their mother, like their aunt, like their grandmother, like women like that, women that, you know, you have to chase a little bit. Everything's not so easy and free, if we all know what I'm saying. You have to respect about yourself, and it teaches them to have respect as well for the ladies that they're going after, because there's too many men out here. I think one of our gentlemen we had last week made a comment about a friend of his who was seeing a young lady for about a month and didn't even know her last name. And that is what made me want to do this topic this week, because that is a shame. Because it's not really a shame for the guy. I mean, a man is going to do what you allow him to do, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow a man into your body and he doesn't know your last name, well, then you just got to do some reevaluating and some rearranging of our priorities.
Exactly.
Very, very important, because one day I think I would love for my children, my daughter will be 4 in a couple weeks and my youngest is 2, would love for them to be part of a generation where, you know, marriage is on the rise in our community. And it's not just this prevalent problem where you know more single mothers than you know married mothers. I know way more single mothers than I know married mothers. And, you know, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I did it backwards, too. I am married to the father of my children, but I did it the other way around, too, because you don't really have much example in our community. You don't see strong marriages very often. You certainly don't see them celebrated. So it's just an important
thing. You're right, Lady Q. You don't see strong marriages. You know, you see more divorces. You see more people going, you know what, I don't believe in marriage or divorce because X, Y, Z, you know, my mom, my dad didn't work out and I don't want to follow in their footsteps. I'm afraid, you know, it's like that. You know, I'm a single mother. I was on the verge of getting married. And in my case, you know, my ex decided to cheat and I didn't tolerate that and I got out. And
good for you.
Oh, most definitely good for me.
Good
because
for
I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did because, you know, I had my 3 months later, I found out I was pregnant, and I started to go back to him, and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it just for the kid. I can't do that because then I would be miserable. But I'm glad I didn't marry him because my daughter has two other siblings younger than her literally like a year later after she was born. So, yeah. So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, if I had gotten married, then, yeah, we really would have been in the divorce court. Somebody would have been bailing me out of jail. I'm just straight up people.
that's a hot mess situation. That would have been, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have a temper. Not everybody sees it. I do try to keep my cool on patience. But let me tell you, if you push it, my buttons to the certain, y'all, people would have been bailing me out of jail. They would have known Nikki Outlaw in a whole nother light. But, but one of the reasons... And this kind of goes to expecting, not demanding, but also the fact of watching your mother. My mom is a strong black mom, you know, woman, lover to death. And the reason she's even stronger is because my dad did cheat on her. I have a wonderful, love you, sis, sister out of it, that when he did cheat. But my mother, instead of leaving, she stuck around. She, you know, forgave them, did all, you know, all different types of things that some women do. But I saw what that betrayal, that deception, the trust value that went down as a young child, I saw how that affected her. Even though she was the bigger person, the bigger adult, the bigger woman, and was making sure that my brother and I, you know, intertwined with my sister, put up with, you know, the baby mama. But I have to admit, these three adults, I never once saw them argue. I never once saw them. But the thing about it is I saw how it broke her down a little, and I promised myself, and this limit goes to expecting something from yourself. If you put it in you, then, you know, when it happens, you're going to walk away, and you're going to do it without even hesitation. I expected for me to never put up with a man who cheated on me. So once it happened, I walked away. I just, you know, and it hurt, but I walked away because I'm going, I can't go through that. I can't walk down the aisle. I can't get into the relationship. I can't have that in my head that, okay, well, you're not going to do it after we get married. Right. You know, so, you know, that, again, I wholeheartedly agree, Lady Q, that, you know, you have to, and Katie, you have to set it in yourself. You have to. We're going to beat it until, you know, 9 o'clock. You've got to expect it within. Look in the mirror in the morning, look in the mirror in the middle of the afternoon, whatever time, at night before you go to bed, and you say to yourself, I love me for me. I expect whatever it is you expect out of you and from people. And not, you know, we said about the men, but what about our loved ones? That's also part of our topic. You know, if you know, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our cousins, our co-workers.
I think you might have been talking to somebody there, Nikki.
No, right? A little bit of me right there. You know, but you gotta expect it. You have to. If you want respect, if you want love, if you want security, if you want $15 million, you know, if you want a house on a hill, whatever it is, you got to make it happen for you. If you don't want that man to cheat again, then get out or change you first. Because if you continue to allow it, he's going to continue to do it.
Amen.
And you know what? I know sometimes we feel like we're in the choir, don't we? We're up in the pulpit. But, you know, I mean, not just the cheating factor, the trust factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want that, you want somebody to trust you, or you want more trust than you need to, you know, you need to trust yourself. Trust your judgment. Don't let somebody make you second guess yourself. Katie, you were going to say something? I thought I heard you. Okay, go ahead.
The trust thing, it all starts from you. If you want someone to trust you and you know, just you always have to give in order to receive. You always have to give in order to receive. It always starts from you. It always starts from you.
Same. Yep. Most definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Okay, ladies, y'all know I'm like first. I can keep on going. So I'm trying here to let y'all actually talk tonight. So, and like I said, for any of those who are just tuning in, this is Baby Mama Talk, not to get confused with any baby mama or daddy drama. That is not what we talk about. We talk about real issues, real topics, and as you've been listening, whether it's via our live line or our website, that's what we do. We have real conversations as if you are in your living room, kitchen, at the coffee shop, having dinner at Applebee's, wherever, at the park with your girls, and, you know, at the bowling alley with the guys, you know, whatever it is. This is what we do. We're just having a conversation. So that's what we're doing. Tonight's topic is women. Women expecting, not demanding, more from ourselves and our loved ones. And we have feedback again, ladies. All right, hold on. Let me see which one it is. Lady Q?
Yes, ma'am.
It's you, I think. Hold on. KD?
Yeah.
KD? Lady Q, it's you again. Do we need to get you a phone? Do we need to get you a new phone?
Is that a little better? It's my headphones, I think. I think it's my headphones.
Okay. Don't do headphones, hon. I'm sorry. Put it on your ear.
I'm trying to chat at the same time. That is not going to work. I'm sorry. I do need a new phone. So anybody who's plugging iPhone, I need a new iPhone.
Girl, and I definitely need a new phone. But, yeah, that's because it's like every time you were doing something, it's like we'd be clear for a while and the feedback would come up. Ladies, like we told you, this is live. It is not edited. It is not pre-recorded. This is us. And I hope you, if you're first-time listeners and, of course, our supporters, we hope you're enjoying this topic. I would love it if one of our callers would push one. I would love to get their input. But they just listening tonight, ladies. They're not coming and partaking, and that's okay. We still love you. We thank you. Hopefully you'll call again to any of our topics that we have. We've been doing really awesome with our topics. It's been great. Lady Q, you know, I'm giving you the floor, hon, because you know I'm like first. I'll keep on going.
Another thing that made me want to talk about this topic was Facebook. Oh, our beloved Facebook.
Oh, Lord.
I have a couple of people who I will not call out, but I will say.
Yeah, you call them out, they're going to blow you up in a minute.
No, that's fine. I love a good conversation. But I have people whose Facebook is every other, you know, every other day or at least every other weekend when they're going out hitting the town. They're, you know, taking provocative pictures of themselves with all their cleavage and all their weave pumped up out to New Jersey and the super gloss lips and overdone makeup and short skirts and all of this, which is fine if that's how you go out on the town. However, what do you think about the mothers that are doing that, that are putting that image out there for the world and their, you know, children eventually will see or could have access to? What do you think about that?
Katie, you go first.
What I think about that, disgusting. Yeah. That's the first thing. Because you have to make an example for your daughter. You should know when to, even if you're going to go out and do something like that, why put it on Facebook? Everybody don't need to know your business. Simple as that. It's just disgusting.
I agree. And as some of our followers know, and as you two know, I model. I do model. And I agree with that. You don't need to be hanging everything all out. And anybody who's ever is a friend of mine or sees any of my work, my daughter, my family sees my work before I post anything. And I don't put everything on Facebook. I have professional websites that photographers and, you know, people in the industry go to see everything. But what I put on Facebook, exactly, the world can see it. And my stuff, and people who know me in the modeling, acting industry, knows that my motto is sexy but classy.
Absolutely.
Because I do have a young daughter. I do have
a difference. We got to make sure we're showing our daughter the difference.
Exactly. I'm not out here showing everything. And for anybody who's seen my page, yes, there are a few artistic, and let me clarify that again, artistic nude. There is my body is covered. The main important parts are covered. But it's art. These were professionally done by professional, well-renowned photographers, and we were taking them for projects. That means, when I say that, that means somebody paid us for that artistic, you know, artwork, and it's out there doing something. You know, they may have not used it and decided not to use it, but they paid us to get it done. But for those women that you are talking about, exactly. You know, I don't want my daughter going up here and seeing me with the pair of shorts that have my derriere half out, and I'm up in the club and my shirt is, and, you know, cleavage, and she don't need to see that. Because I carry myself, you know, classy, sexy. Because, you know, even at my age, I'm going, to this day, people really don't know how old I am until they ask me. And ladies and gentlemen, no, I'm not telling you over the air. But, you know, if you, again, if you carry yourself in a way, you know, people won't expect you to always show up, because I agree, there are some people out there that when I do go out, you know, and because of what I do, I do have to make appearances sometimes. I have to, you know, people go and I need you at this function, I need you at that. I don't always do the clubs. I pick and choose the clubs that I attend and the function I attend to, and it has to be a very, like, high function. I'm not just going to go because you want me to go and show my face because you're having a party at the club. Nikki, don't do that. I'm beyond that. That's past me. But if you want me to support, sort of like, you know, when we see, you know, Halle Berry and Denzel Washington, when we see them at functions, those functions are high profile. People are like, they're going, okay, well, that's what I do. But those women who are out there, those moms out there who are just showing it and bearing it all, and then turn around and putting it on Facebook, and then you got your teenage daughter who's 13 looking at those pictures, and then you turn around and fuss at her.
Yeah, you're surprised because
she's doing the same thing.
Got hot pants on, or she's
right.
Like, no, Mom, I'm pregnant.
You know,
don't be
right.
surprised.
Don't be surprised that she's sneaking out the house, walking out of there with a pair of jeans and a nice shirt that you bought or somebody bought, and then she turns around and goes to her friend's house and may not even make it to the friend's house, might go around the corner behind the bushes and change her clothes to something shorty and cleavage and everything, you know, showing, and then the makeup galore and the lips. And don't be surprised if she turns around and, you know, you're like, I told you, don't tell. No, you may have told her, but your actions, hello.
Preaching,
exactly.
Girl.
I know, I told y'all. You know, y'all know me by now. Hello, you know, you give me a topic. Y'all know, give me a topic, and I will start rolling. I told myself tonight, I said, no, I'm going to let my girls talk a little bit more tonight. I'm not going to do that much talking. And y'all got me up here. But, you know, yes, I get all heated and strong about stuff. You should see me when I'm talking to the community kids and doing stuff. Oh, my God. Yeah. And just my God kids, they'd be like, okay, my Nikki, all right, we got you. We understand. I said, no. See, you're not hearing me. Let me say it another way, you know, because, you know, maybe just saying that just to shut you up, but no, 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 let me make sure you got this. So, but yeah, I agree. You know, I went a little longer than y'all did in the explanation, but, you know, we got to be careful what we wear. We got to be careful what we say, because our kids are open refrigerators, as my mom says. It'll come, go, you put it in, but you turn around, food and a drink's got to come back out.
Absolutely.
And that's what happens with our kids. You put it in, it's going to come out somehow in their actions or verbally.
Mm-hmm. You have to be conscious of your actions, especially when you become a parent, but even not a parent. I know KD is not a mother. Just growing and becoming a mature adult, it's just a part of your evolution. I don't knock anybody who's in their 40s, 50s, or above still going to the club. Do your thing, but do it in a more adult, classy, mature way. You don't need to wear the hot shirts that you got in the juniors department at Kohl's. You can wear something that's not like that. Seriously, that's
the point
of
message.
Somebody heard
you're
that.
You're too funny. Don't you didn't, Katie, say the hot shirt.
and you don't have to go to the clubs with your daughters either.
Oh, Lord.
Well, wait, you know what? Wait, let's clarify that. If they do, let it be age appropriate. Like if your daughter, let's say that you're 50, 40, 30, and your daughter is 40, 30, okay, then, you know, go to the 30 up and club. Do it age appropriate. Because my mom is only 17 years older than me, and we do sometimes hang out. But people think my mom is my sister because my mom still looks good. Hallelujah. So, but we do age appropriate.
Wrong.
My mom, exactly. My mom and, my mom and I are not going to go to no teeny bopper club.
Right.
That's not what we're going to do.
You're doing it in a grown and classy way. There's a lot of moms that's out there partying with their daughters and with the daughter's boyfriend and friends and, you know, stuff
wearing the daughter's clothes. And
right.
Yeah.
That's just it's
a big no-no because then you're shocked. Like I said, once again, when your daughter doesn't know boundaries or doesn't know, you know, where the line stops with you being a friend and you being a parent, you being a trusted person they could talk to if they get in trouble, or you being, you know, Bonquisha down the block, who I went partying with last week. You know, you have to, kids need to know the boundary, and if you're partying with him every week, how are they going to know where that line is crossed? I never got that line crossed with my mother. My mom, she just went out hanging out with us this past January. I turned 30, and I had friends of ours. We all went out, and my mom was our designated driver. That's the first time I've ever just got drunk and hung out and just laid and all hang out with my mom. And my mom said, you know, I said I would never party with my kids, and this is a little weird. She didn't even go to the club with us. She just went to dinner, and she was like, this is a little weird. And it's because, you know, she always knew the line and that she would never cross the line, and I would never cross the line. I knew that was not my friend. That was my mother.
Right. Exactly. And I agree with you. I agree totally. My mom and I did not hang out until, I don't know, it's a magic number 30.
Yeah.
It's like you reach a little maturity level, just a little, and as you get closer into the 30s, the maturity continues. But that is right after I turned 30 was when my mom and I am, you know, going out with mutual, you know, my friends, her friends. You know, it was, but again, stressing this, ladies, and men, even with the men and their sons. Hello, don't want to leave y'all out. But it was age-appropriate clubs.
Yeah.
Age-appropriate. I grew up on the old school R&B, you know, Barry White, the whole thing, Luther. So we went, I'm not going to take my mom to a 20 and, you know, 30 club. She would probably have my hide dressed right there in front of the club. But two, you know, no, we went to an age appropriate that I knew the music my mom would like. My brother and I are only a few years apart, so we've all three have gone out. And, you know, it was age appropriate. And the thing about it is my brother and I didn't feel out of place because it was the music we grew up on. And we wanted my mom to have a good time, you know. And she had a little bit of time, and that was it. And we don't do it that often. Let me get that straight. It's every blue moon. But you know, and occasionally like a concert or something we'll go to that is, you know, she loves jazz, she loves, still loves the oldies, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire, stuff like that, you know, we'll take her to. But, you know, it's all, again, like my co-host Katie and Lady Q have said, age appropriate. Ladies and gentlemen, age appropriate. Please don't be kicking it with your son, cruising the street and trying to pick up 18, 20, early 20-some-year-olds and, you know, land yourself in jail. Mm-hmm. Or worse, you know, trying to explain why you have a child on the way from a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, we know what happens, and then you going all ballistic. Because all of a sudden, she didn't tell me she was 19. She acted and dressed. Hello, ladies. She acted and dressed
like she
was 20-something. And she told me she was 20-something. She showed me her ID. I mean, we know the stories. We know the excuses and the things to say. Come on. Not all women. We aren't that innocent. We are not that innocent when it comes to stuff.
We all have been there.
Hello.
We'll talk about it because we have
all
been there. Silly little girls.
Exactly. My sister, my last sibling, hallelujah, just graduated high school this past weekend. And as when she started getting into her teens, she used to, of course, try me and my mom. And my mom and I would look at her. She, of course, you know, she knew mom was going to say, I've done it. I've been there. Got the T-shirt. Don't even. But when I said it, she would go, huh? Really? And I'm like, baby, yeah. What you're saying or trying to do, don't even. I know. I know the look. I know the all of a sudden I love you or don't you love, I love kids. Don't you love me? And you're like, uh-huh, what you want? What have you done? And, okay, what you trying to lie about? You know. But, you know, exactly. Like Lady Key just said, we've been there. We've done it. I'm able to speak it today. It's nothing that if I didn't do it, somebody that I know did it. Or I was close to it and didn't follow through. Whatever. But whatever it is, you know, again, ladies, you know, start expecting more. That's all our topic is about tonight. And, I mean, we could go on and on various ways, but it's basically down, straight, bold, like I said at the beginning, bold, italicized, blinking. Expect more. Write it on a sticky note. Put your red lipstick on the mirror in the bathroom. Expect more from me. And when you go to the bathroom, and you look in yourself in the mirror in the morning, when you get home, shoot, all of us women got a compact or some little mirror on our desk at work. You know what? Print that sucker out, tape it around the edges. I don't care. Make it your screensaver. I don't, you know, put it on your desktop. Expect more from me. And if you have to, put first. Expect more from me first.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, and trust us that mindset will get set. It's like a habit. You gotta keep saying it. You gotta and do it, and it'll change. You know, before you know, it'll happen. Things will just, you'll see it. You will definitely see it.
I'm a living example of that. That's how I met my husband. I finally put down the foolishness. I said, I'm not dealing with all of these guys and bad decisions. And, you know, I was a reckless teenager. If I think back to some of the stuff I did, I was just reckless. Thank the Lord I didn't die by doing some of the things I did. But, you know, looking for love in, you know, the male's persuasive, just thinking that if I give them what they want, then that makes me special. No, honey, you're not special. I wasn't special
you're
at
just
all.
You're just a notch in the belt.
Exactly.
Keep it rolling.
Nobody's special at all. And once I put all mm-hmm. of that down and focused on work and getting my hustle on and getting myself better in a better place, then, you know, magically out of nowhere, this man appears who had been there the whole time, mind you. But I wasn't focusing on it, paying attention to it, and when the timing was right, it all happened.
And that's just because I put down the foolishness and I said, you know what, I'm going to do what I need to do for myself, and went on a journey. And that journey is still continuing. It's awesome. It has led me to this show and lots of other blessings. So ladies out there, you can do it. Just stop the foolishness. Stop allowing it. Stop accepting it. Stop being it. Some of us ladies are just foolish. Stop being it and all of that, and it'll happen. Great things will happen.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Katie?
Yes, it all starts from you. My fiancé, it's a quote that he always say, you treat him how you need him. So everything all, yes, he always say that all the time. So if you act
say
like...
Say it again for him.
You treat them how you meet them. So if you act like a chicken head or carry yourself like a chicken head and dress all crazy and, you know, you want to sleep with him on the first date and this and that, that's what you're going to get. You're not going to expect him to be with you for a lifetime or maybe move on to the next level because that's what you're given. So,
absolutely.
You know, you just, it all starts from you.
Exactly.
If you're allowing him to come into your house at 11 o'clock at night,
call you 3 o'clock,
you're saying, okay, you know, us ladies, we have to, you know, stop thinking we also can change a man, too. If he was that way when you got him, if his pants was hanging down in his behind and his hustle was standing outside on the corner, then that's what he was going to do, and that's the way you met him, so why would he change? Going back to what Katie's, you know, fiancé said, treat him how you meet him. If that's how you met him, then what would make them think they needed to change? For what? Especially
right.
if they already have cookies. What they going to change? What
exactly.
is their motivation? They have
no
motivation.
They're not. No motivation, exactly. You can go out here and buy them all the clothes and try and change them and dress them all up. It's not, it's a done deal. And I agree exactly with what Katie, fiancé, says. So kudos to the, we shout out his, her fiancé. But I agree, you treat them how you meet them. And if you, again, it goes back to expecting and respecting and loving yourself. If you want, if it's a relationship you want, you know, start doing things for you, you know, start loving you, start doing things for you. And, you know, you can't, you know, if you meet a guy in a club, and I'm not saying that you can't meet the love of your life in a club, but watch how they're dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Watch how they're treating other women and eyeing the other women when they're talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may be goo-goo-eyed and going, oh, man, he is fine as wine. And, oh, my God, he's got this. But you need to also be paying attention what else he's checking out, because if he is really into you, he doesn't see anything else, just like you don't see anything else. It is you and him, conversation, eyes locked, whole nine yards. It can be not just at the club, the grocery store. Oh, my God, you broke down in the middle of the street and the Good Samaritan comes up. I mean, you know, love can be found anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you open up your eyes, like Lady Q said, she changed things. The man was already there. And boom, you know, hello, she opened up her eyes and she was like, wow, hello, he's right here. He's been here the whole time and I was being crazy. You know, my ex, if I had opened up my eyes to things before, you know, I'm glad I have my daughter now, but I wouldn't have had my daughter because I didn't see certain things beforehand. You know, I didn't see the fact that, oh, yeah, when he was with me, he's all with me, but he wasn't really with me when we weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I didn't let him have the cookies, you know, on the first date. It doesn't always matter whether it's the first date or not. It's, you know, it's all about opening your eyes and not, it's always just letting whatever do whatever. So you gotta, and you know what, we've been focusing, oh Lord, ladies, we are talkaholics. I'm looking at the time. All of a sudden, I finally looked over at the time. But, you know, we've been harping on the relationships, but I'm going to quickly say this. Also, when it comes to what you expect in your career or your job or your education,
mm-hmm.
expect highness, expect respect, expect whatever that it is that you want, and get it. Change yourself. You know, if there's somebody at your job And yes, I'm speaking from experience because I got to change a couple things for myself. But if there's somebody at your job, you know, that is just irking you, you know what? Change you. And guarantee you it'll change around, because I just started doing this the last couple of weeks. I stopped, you know, going tit for tat, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how when you don't come back all the time because they're the rude ones and they're just, you know, spiteful. It's amazing when, you know, if you give, don't let them have that power that they, you know that they can get you, what can change. You know, education, if you expecting, you know, high things and you want, get it. Do not let anyone stop you. I don't care what age you are. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just don't limit it just to your relationships. Don't limit it just to your friendships. Don't limit it to just your children or, you know, whoever. Broaden what you expect from you, you know, what you want out of life. Expect more for you, and you will get it. Don't just demand it. Don't come in here and you know, and say, oh, my God, like at a restaurant, I want, you know, and demand from the waiter, I want, you know, a well-done burger. You know what? You know, I would love a well-done burger. You know, you're going to expect that when you order that, it's coming back the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And be nice to that waiter. Say, hi, how are you doing? I used to be a server, so I'm just saying there's rude people in the world.
Exactly.
So, you know, exactly. Just expecting more greatness and putting what you want out into the universe. Give it back. Be nice to people. Don't think you're above everything. Say hi to the person you see walking down the street, or often even just mm-hmm. a smile will go a long way. You don't have to be rude, nasty, or demanding to get what you want in this world. Especially mm-hmm. us sisters, we have a way of coming about that we sometimes have to check and put in check. And all of us have attitude problems, so that's to me as well. Something I'm working on, not being so quick to be mouthy, you know.
Right.
Be more respectful, be quieter.
Yeah, and you're right, we have to, because, and like you said it perfectly, we as sisters, we sometimes don't even say it, but we may look it. And people come up and they look at us and then they turn around and you're like, what's wrong with them? It's not them. Ladies, men, check your face.
Yeah.
Check yourself.
Check
if
check
you, I mean, because sometimes, you know, my mom did it Saturday. We took my sister out for, you know, graduation lunch. And, oh, my God. The waiter came up and asked her one little thing, and she looked at that waiter like she was about to kill her. And I looked after the waiter left, I went, Mom, what's wrong? Why are you looking mad? And she went, I am. I'm not mad. I was just ordering. I said, Mama, if looks could kill, you almost killed that waitress. And she hasn't done nothing but serve us, you know, perfectly. She was kind. I mean, we had a large crowd. Y'all know graduations. That's a long, we had a long table. And I'm like, she ain't doing nothing to you. She's getting the order right. She's actually doubling up on stuff, so she don't have to keep coming back. I'm like, and she's like, oh, I didn't know I did it. So, yes, check the face.
That is my quote of the week. I love that. Check your face. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that this week.
So we got two quotes for y'all tonight. For the rest, for y'all women out there and men, you know, we can do universal here. Please expect more from you first and check your face. It is not all, you know, we're gonna work on the internal so that the external, you know, shows that we're expecting more, so we will get more. So those are the two, you know, quotes that y'all need to go out there, put it all, like I said, put it on a red lipstick, on the wind mirrors, put it on sticky notes, you know, write it, type it up, print it off, cut it out, tape it someplace. Expect more from you first, and check your, you know, your face, because us ladies, we can kill a man and kill a woman just by our looks alone. Ladies and gentlemen, we are almost out of time. Lady Q and KD and I, Nikki Outlaw from Baby Mama Talks, thank you once again for being with us and supporting us. We We love you. Again, Baby Mama Talk is about real issues, real topics, real conversations. We're not about the baby mama drama. We're not about the baby daddy drama. So if you out there, listeners, have a topic or issue that you want us to talk about and to share with the world, please hit us up on Facebook, Nikki Outlaw with 1K. Send me a message, and we'll be glad to have you as a guest or the topic. We love you. See you next week on Tuesday between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.